It's a such an honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayikra, the start of a new Sefer, Torah's Kohanim, and we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Vayikra el Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem elov me'ol moed le'mor. And he called to Moshe, and Hashem spoke to him from the tent of meeting. And we all know, very fascinating, if you look in the actual Torah, Vayikra is spelled with a small aleph. Why is it small? And furthermore, it didn't even tell us what that was. He calls to Moshe, and then it says Hashem spoke. What is the calling to Moshe? Question one. Question two. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Memches says that we're introduced to Karbonos, and we know Karbonos, 20% of the Torah, 1/5 is Torah's Kohanim, and we're going to learn so much about different Karbonos. We're going to learn about the Ola, about the carbon that's totally consumed, and about the Shlomim, and about the Chatos, and so many different Karbonos. And the Gemara says that the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and there was no more Karbonos, so what took the place of Karbonos, was our Shulchan, was our table. And furthermore, it says that nowadays that we don't have Karbonos, therefore the Gemara Megillah and the Gemara in Taineh say that we have Tefillah, Ezo Avoda, Zavoda Shebelev. But the question is, really, Shulchan, is the Mizbeach is represented by Shulchan? How is that? We know that there are four things that you have to do to every single carbon. You have to shochet it, you got to slaughter it, and then you have to, then you take the Kabbalah, you take the dam, and you get it in a kli sharis. Then there's an idea of holicha, you bring it to the mizbeach, and then you pour, you do a zrika, there's blood. And I know I'm a Kohen, and I have to figure it out, like I don't love blood. And you know, I even had this story, we always love stories. Right? We remember best stories. I was once walking, actually, with Rav Fishel Schachter. He came on a Shabbaton in Maseret a couple years ago, and he told me an amazing thing. He said that people, the way people's memories work, a lot of the times, you could say the same joke once every 3 months. The story, you got to change up your stories once in 6 months. The Dvar Torah part, you could say the same Dvar Torah twice in the same year. There was actually a Rebbe once that he would say the same Dvar Torah every single day. Finally, I think after day 8, a Talmud turned to the Rebbe and said, Rebbe, you said this yesterday. So he said, thank you, finally. I said that yesterday, I said it the day before. We love stories, and I'll just tell you, blood is not my strong point. So, why? How is my table, if I had blood in my table, I'm not going to probably going to pass out. And right, the story of my daughter, me and my wife were getting her stitches, they put her down, and they said, whatever you do, don't look. Whatever you do, don't look. And of course, I look. And instead of helping my daughter, I went to the floor to make sure that everything was okay. Why? Because blood. So, I don't get it. How is blood, how is my table, the mizbeach? Question two. Question three. We can't start Vayikra without the famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam, as we know, wrote so many famous Sfarim. He wrote the Mishnah Torah. He codified all the Gemaras. And he wrote so much. We could go have a shiur just on the Rambam. But the Rambam wrote in Mor Nevuchim, his philosophical work. And the Rambam writes in Chelek Gimel Os Lamed Beis. You know why? You know why you have to bring Karbonos? Because the nations of the world did Avodah Zarah, and they offered their animals. Even nowadays, I think there are certain people, there are tribes that still do Avodah Zarah with their animals. So in order to knock that down, says the Rambam, we take our animals and we offer it to Hashem. And comes the Ramban, and the Ramban disagrees and says, Rambam, it's not true. First of all, the Avos Noah, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, he offered carbonos. There was no Avodah Zarah. There was no Avodah Zarah. Noah was the only person in the world. The whole world was destroyed. The Dor HaMabul. There was no, and it says Isha Reach Nichoyach LaHashem. There's a pleasant aroma to God. So how can you tell me that it's just because of Avodah Zarah? And the Ramban disagrees. And the question is, what are they arguing about? What is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban? Are they arguing? Are they similar? So let's just review. Let's make sure we have it in our back pocket. By Yikra El Moshe, what was the conversation between Moshe and Hashem? Why the small aleph? Question two, how is my table an idea of being based on as the Shulchan? The idea of the Mizbeach, the Shulchan, my table being for the Mizbeach. And lastly, what's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban? So what's the Yisod? Why the small Aleph? Vayikra. So Rashi says, right, it's always the first Rashi. Rashi says that Vayikra Moshe, l'chol dibros, l'chol amiros, l'chol tzivim, kadma kriya, lashon chiba. Kriya is the idea of calling out, is the lashon of love. And it's lashon shemalachi hashares, the angels, the heavenly angels. As why it says, v'karazeh el zev yamar. But the umas ha'olam, they use lashon vayikar. When Hashem came to Bilam HaRasha, he said lashon of vayikar. So what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu said, listen, Hashem, I don't need the fanfare. I don't need it. We know Moshe Rabbeinu, Pesach's coming up, a week away. Ah, so excited. It's going to be Gemaldik Pesach. And Hashem said to Moshe, you're going to take the people. And he said, no, I don't want it. I don't want it. And Hashem said, you're going to take the people out. Moshe was the greatest leader, the greatest leader. But at the same time, he was an Anu. He realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running the show. So Moshe says to Hashem, I don't need it. Don't buy Yikra. Don't put it in all the right letters. And Hashem said, but I can't have Ayikar. That's Bilam. So they came out with a pshara. They came up with they agreed with each other, and it was Vayikra with a small aleph. Says the Bali Musar, you know what that shows us? Anava, humility. Moshe showed us that he's an anav because he realized that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, Vayikra El Moshe. Answer number two. The Gemara says in Brachos, David HaMelech wanted to know when he was going to be Nifter. And he turns to Hashem and says, tell me, when am I going to be Nifter? And Hashem says, I'm not telling you. He says, tell me what day of the week. So I know that I'll daven and I'll learn Torah to make sure the Malach HaMavos can't get me. And Hashem said, I can't tell you. He would always be learning and davening as David HaMelech wrote to Tehillim. And then one time, it was Shabbos, and there was a distraction, and he was Nifter. But in that conversation, says the Gemara, Hashem says, David, you're not going to have the Beis HaMikdash. Your son will have it. And he said, but don't worry. Even 1,000 karbonos are not going to match your Talmud Torah. Says in Mefarshim, you know what Aleph represents? Eleph. You could have Eleph karbonos. Vayikra El Moshe. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah. The Torah is Hashem. Every second, as the Vilna Gaon writes, and as the Nefesh HaChaim of Chaim Volozhin writes, that every second of the Torah, our Torah is so precious. The seconds, the minutes, the hours of Torah. That's Vayikra, Aleph, Eleph, representing the Torah's Hashem. And then there's a third idea of Aleph. Aleph, says the Medrash, represents Tinokot Shel Beit Rabban. The small little children. We know that everyone has different minhagim nowadays, but sometimes they would go right into learning about the karbonos. All the details, all the intricacies, all the ideas of a karbonos. Because a karbon is karev. I'm not offering a sacrifice. We call it as a sacrifice. The Pirush writes, it's not a sacrifice. It's karev. It's closeness. That I'm close to Hashem. Rav Yosef Salant, who was a great Rav, in Yerushalayim, he lived in Shari Chesed. Ah, Shari Chesed, my parents, beautiful. He wrote a beautiful sefer. He was encouraged by Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach to write this sefer. And the sefer is called The Bear Yosef. And Rav Yosef Salant, in his beautiful drushas, talks about why is it represented by small children. So he says, you know, small children, there's something very unique about small children. Because small children are totally subservient to their parents. If you have a little baby, have a little baby at home, we have to change him. We have to feed him. It's up to us, obviously, with Hashem's help. But he's totally subservient. Vayikra el Moshe. You know what a karban is? A karban is kuf, resh, beis, karev, closeness. I want a karban. I want to get close. Rabbi Yossi Salant, he didn't want to publish the Sefer. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who lived in Shaarei Chesed, told him, you got to publish the Sefer. It's cute because a couple of years ago, his son was one of the Gedolim, Rosh Shmuel Orbach. So, go to my parents, Shabbos, beautiful. And Shaarei Chesed, one time, my mother loves this story, she tells the story. At one time, my oldest daughter went outside and Shmuel Orbach was walking with his whole entourage. And she turned to him and said, hello, Rabbi. And he waved back. He said, right? I don't know. But again, because his idea, the Gedolim, but Rabbi Yossi Salant wrote the Sefer. And again, this idea, because there's an idea of subservient. And as Achinuch writes in the mitzvah, which we've spoken about before, in Kibbutz Avayim, why is it on the first five? Says the Achinuch, you know why it's on the first five? Because Kibbutz Avayim, when you show yourself that you could be show Hakaras HaTov, and how your parents, you're dependent on your parents, you make the next level of being dependent on Hashem. And what parents want and what Hashem wants is a person to realize that and to understand that. But also, he takes being dependent and makes it to be independence. I recently went to the park with one of my children and they went on the monkey bars and I was holding them and they were going little and they said, I want to do it myself. And I was a little scared, but then they did it themselves. They went on the monkey bars themselves. That shows. Because that's the role of a parent, to develop his child, that they're able to go and take on challenges and to go further and further. That's the idea. Why small children? But there's another thing about children. Children are very authentic. Children are very real. In life, we're always trying to find our real selves, trying to go back, connect to Hashem. And sometimes, you know, we have things blocking it, and we have things that we have to work on, and different midas, as the Vilna Gaon writes. We're in this world to be misaking ourselves, be misaking our midos, to work on ourselves. But it's about being authentic. Our authentic selves. And you know where else we see the authentic self? I heard last year from Rav Isaacson, he quoted, beautiful, it says in Parak Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph to Yud Gimel, it's talking about the Mincha Karban. And it says that a Mincha Karban, you're not supposed to have the Chol Devash Lo Taktir, you can't put honey on it. But then it says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, you're able to put salt. We know the whole process of meat, you put salt on it. Malicha. Why? Because salt gets things out. It lets the authentic side. So we want to be authentic. Small children, karban, karev, closeness, dependence on Hashem, but also this idea of being authentic. That's why the small aleph. Comes along the Kuzari. And the Kuzari says that we know we have different levels of people, different levels of things in this world. Level number one, says the Kuzari, we have a domim. A domim is a rock. There's no life in a rock. A rock is a rock. Then you go to the next level. You have a someach. You have a plant. A plant has life. If you don't put water on the plant, it won't grow. But there's growth. Then the third level, says the Kuzari, is a behema, is an animal. Now an animal, again, there are very smart animals out there, but do they have bechira, free will? They have instincts. It was amazing. It just happened recently. There was two birds that got stuck. They somehow got underneath my little fence. There's like a little fence and a window, and they got underneath, and they couldn't get out. And then finally, I took a pole and I opened it up somehow. I wasn't trying to figure out how to do it. And one got out and the other one was trying to push. He got like jealous. He saw the jealousy. But finally, Baruch Hashem, he was able to get out also. But again, they have instincts. Animals have instincts. Do they have das? Okay, there are some smart animals, but they're based on instincts. I remember, you know, in America, when we went in for one of the costumes a couple of years ago. So, you know, believe it or not, we have a lot of a large family. And in America, you know, some people, there's a lot of dogs, right? In New York City, they're all walking their dogs. So one time, all my girls were matching. We were matching outfits. And all the girls, right? Six girls, can I know, right? We're walking, and then there was a baby in the stroller. And a lady looks at me and my wife, and she says, "In America, we mostly have dogs. You have so many kids here. It's crazy." And she's like, "Let me see. Is that last one? Is that a boy?" And finally, she looks and she says, "It's a boy. Hallelujah." But again, there's the idea of animals. But animals only have instincts. That story, you know, it's so connected. It's a nice story, though. Yeah. But then you have the fourth level. A fourth level is a person. What's a person about? A person makes choices. He has free will. He has bechira chofshis. He could choose good. He could choose bad. Says the Arizal. You know what the fifth level is? A yid. A yid. A yid has kedusha. Comes along Rav Yosef Salant. And he says that when we offer the karbans, we're showing ourselves that we're not an animal. We're showing that we take the animalistic ideas and we offer it to show that we have Bechira Chavshis, that we're greater than animals. Says Rav Gedalia Shur in Or Gedaliahu that this is the Machlokas again between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam holds that it's not to, we offer Karbanos to show that we're not offering Avodah Zarah. Now, if we're showing that it's totally the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's everything's about God. So when we try to show that it's not Avodah Zarah, it's just the negative. When I bring a carbon to God, I'm showing that there's no other God in the world except for God. But the Ramban says no. Rambam, I understand what you're saying, but I'm going more the positive, says Rav Gedalia Shur. The Ramban says that we have an idea of maisa, action, smicha, I put my hands on the carbon. I have an idea of dibur, I say vidui, confess. I have the idea of machshava, representing my machshava than Adam. So the Ramban is focusing more on the good. The Rambam is saying, no, don't do Avodah Zarah because you're not going to connect to Hashem. But the Ramban's also saying we have to connect to Hashem. I remember being in class with my father-in-law, Schwartz, Gvaldik Shiurim, and he said, he quoted Meshech Chochma that says similar to this. The Meshech Chochma says that they're really not arguing. The Rambam is talking at a time that you were able to offer karbonos in your own house, in the bamas. So there you have to do it, not for Avodah Zarah. But really, the Rambam, he definitely agrees that the whole point of a karbon is karev. So how does this connect to our tables? How does this connect to our tefillas? Because our tables represent the idea that we could sit in the family. We could offer, we could talk Torah. We could do mitzvos. We could say brachos. We could do such amazing things, and it's all at the table. Yontif's coming up, a Pesach. Our tables could be the Mizbeach to Hashem. Our tefillas could be the karbanos, because the whole point of a karban is to reach out to Hashem. You know, Rabbeinu Bechai says that people would have a custom even to be buried in the tables that they had their guests, because they took their little Mizbeach. That's a pshat in the Gemara. The pshat in the Gemara is that we can do good things with our tables, and therefore we could bring karev. And nowadays we have the ability to be karev with our tefillah, to reach out to Hashem, because our tefillahs are always being answered. So let's just answer those questions. Why Vayikra El Moshe, the small Aleph? So we said Aleph represents how Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Anav. You know what Anava means? Anava means that realizing that Hashem is in charge. A person could be a great leader, he could go for things, he could not be afraid, he could have confidence, but he realizes at the end of the day that it's all Hashem, and it's Hashem that gave me. Whereas David HaMelech showed us the power of our Torah, that 1,000 karbanos are like our Torah. We have to realize how much our Torah is worth. And like as Rav Yosef Salant said, that we're subservient, showing that just like we're subservient to our parents, they're helping us. So too, the Ribbono Shel Olam is helping us, and also the authentic side. Why? Why the table? Because our table, just with a bracha, a birchas hamazon, you're going to have so many brachas of a Leil Seder soon. We could bring kedusha to our families. That's the table. That's our karbon. That's our karev. As Rav Hirsch writes, it's our closeness. Our closeness to Hashem. And that could be sin in our shulchan. Although, there won't be blood. I hope not, because I will probably pass out, right? But our shulchan is that mizbeach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that machlokas between the Rambam, it's not such a big machlokas. The Rambam is focusing more on the Avodah Zorah side. Don't do Avodah Zorah. Why not? Because as the Ramban says, because you got to channel it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is about channeling to Hashem. And it's channeling to Hashem with our tefillah. Realizing that our tefillah are reaching out. Because you work on your anava when you realize that it's not you. It's Hashem. And when you dive in and you put your heart into it. Vayikra El Moshe, there's nothing there. It's just that moment of just realizing that the Ribbono Shel Olam is running the show. And just to end with this great story. My kids love this story. It's a great story. There was a girl. She was in the middle of Mincha. It was right in the El Al flight. And everyone was boarding. The 204 flight was boarding. And she's still in the middle of Mincha. And this Rabbi Rizar sees her. And he can't believe she's in the middle of Mincha. He didn't know what to do. He got so nervous for her. But she's in the middle of Mincha. And he's about to board. And they all get on the plane. And then they say, everyone, you have to get off the plane. There's smoke. He comes back. And the girl just finished Shmoneh Esrei. And he turns to her. And he says, true story. This is an Emunah. Emuna story, right? Emuna speaks, I think. And he turns to her and says, you were going to miss the flight. She says, I know. I'm over 30 years old. I'm looking for my shidduch. I told Hashem, if I have kavanah in my mincha, I don't get distracted by anything, then hopefully help me find a shidduch. And I was in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and it was very hard. And I was able to, and then see Hashem. He made smoke. Baruch Hashem, everything's okay. Well, the Tzar told this story over. There was a stewardess. He was a man, a not religious man. His name was Eli, and he said, see, God did. He said, what happened? He said, I don't know, a little smoke. Everything's okay now. So Lazar turns to Eli and says, see, God, he wanted to make sure that this girl got on the flight. He created the whole smoke. Again, does he know this is... No, but look. And Eli says, wow, it's amazing. I can't believe it. Let me learn. Let me go to classes by you, Rav Lazar. And over a couple months, little by little, Eli became religious. And Eli had a great shidduch. This girl, her name was Rachel. And Rav Lazar was the officiating rabbi at that wedding. See the actions, tefillah. And sometimes we don't always see the results, sometimes we just want a quick answer. But Hashem says, I'm there for you. I'm there for you. I love you. I care about you. I made you the chosen nation. I gave you the Torah. I gave you the Pesachs and all the holidays that are going to coming up. Because I want karev. I want the karbanos. And even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash nowadays, we have the idea of tefillah. We have the idea of Torah. But everyone needs to start the new Sefer, Vayikra, Torah's Kohanim. Mamish, make the karbonos. So many details, but it's beautiful. That Hashem wants our Torah. He loves us so much. Let's learn. Vayikra El Moshe. Let's realize the Anava. I remember having a Zoom with Rav Hirschel Schachter just to end with this, and I said, what, for the boys, they're all there, the second year boys, and I said, what is the midah, that the one midah, if you have to work on one midah? So he said, work on your anava, realizing that Hashem is in charge. Bezat Hashem, let's build ourselves, let's work, and realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is running the show. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos to start off this new Sefer in Parshas Vayikra.